All right, everyone. It's another edition. You know the drill by now. This is Kevin and Jeremy bringing you your WrestleMania preview again. Hopefully, everyone enjoyed the conversation we had about Jericho versus the Legends. If not, well, sorry, and thanks for coming back to give us another chance, I guess. So, all right. So this time around, we're going to cover what. It's probably one of the top four matches. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, the Money in the Bank match has maybe lost a little bit of its appeal this year. I
But
don't
it
know.
also happens so soon in the card, though. It always happens early in the card, though.
Yeah, and that's a good point. Like, the aftermath of that is almost more important than the match itself.
Exactly. Yeah. And if there's like some trickery involved, but what we're talking about, I guess we should say it, is the feud of the Hardys, Matt versus Jeff. It's being fought under extreme rules. I guess it's only fitting, honestly, that it's extreme rules because they were Team Extreme and blah 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 blah. So.
Yeah, and you know what? Speaking of the ladder in the bank match, I fucking did it again. Money in the bank. I
Yep.
keep on saying ladder in the bank, for
Yeah.
Christ's sakes. Okay,
That's why.
anyway. Yeah, well, I'm sober today.
About fucking time.
But, that might take away a little bit of the match. Like, they might save some of the high spots for this match. I wonder if that's gonna kind of affect what they do in that in the Money in the Bank because of what the Hardys may or may not have planned. I mean, because a ladder's coming out and Jeff's doing something stupid.
Yeah, well, he does one every single WrestleMania that he's in at least, so I mean, it makes sense. But and I understand what you're saying, but I can't imagine. And okay, thinking this through now, I can't imagine them doing that. But at the same time, maybe that's why they've got Kane, Finlay, and Mark Henry in to settle down those big spots, so that you
Oh.
can't do that stuff with them. Maybe, I don't know.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's try and keep at the match at hand, but
Yeah.
that was just our rambling thoughts as fucking
Right.
usual.
But no, all right, so everyone knows the build up to this. Matt cost Jeff the title when everyone thought it was going to be Christian, and I think if you're Christian, you're really pissed off it wasn't you right now. Even though you are getting your WrestleMania payday regardless, so that's kind of nice. But it's been a weird build. Matt, I thought Matt cut a really good promo on SmackDown the week after. Jeff wasn't around, so he was selling the injury slash betrayal, the hurt or whatever.
Yep.
Instead of how they do it with everything else, they come out the next night and fight again. So, okay, I get it.
You're a tough guy.
Yeah,
Great.
and then Jeff actually lost, like, Jeff got rid of that dumbass makeup he's been wearing for a little bit to do these little confrontations with Matt.
Yep.
Well, and the only reason I bring that up is he's, I don't know, I don't like the face paint. I understand, they want him to be different, to stand out, show the personality. I don't personally like it.
Yeah, as much as I like his artwork, I don't know if he particularly does his best work on his own body.
Yeah.
Even when he was like painting his arms and everything, and it just always kind of came off bad,
Right, and it
you know.
always
And
came off on the other opponent too. So.
yeah, because I've seen some of the stuff that he actually does, and I'm like, oh, okay, it's pretty cool. I don't think it's terrible or anything.
No, well, I mean, now he's got
So
his actual
that's.
legit tattoos, so.
Yeah, which are pretty badass, really, at least from what I've seen. Because, oh, yeah, because this past week on SmackDown, I think they had a little sit down with him. They showed the big old tattoo that he has on his right arm.
Yeah,
That
was that a
looks.
dragon, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
That looks pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he didn't tattoo himself, but, I would imagine
Well,
he
no,
probably did
Shane.
the
He got
art
it at
for it.
Shane Helms's tattoo parlor, I'm
Oh,
sure.
that's right.
No, not Shane Helms. Shannon Moore. I'm sorry.
Oh,
One of the other guys that no one cares about anymore.
Exactly.
But okay, but so they've had this, and then they kind of took a weird turn, and they started bringing up, and I even hate talking about this, and anyone who knows me, my writing in history knows why I don't like talking about this, is that he brought up the whole burning of the house, his dog dying, and then running him off the road. I mean, so they took real life situations that had nothing to do with the storyline, and built it into the storyline, you know, mixing reality with, you know, whatever their fictitious, I should say, storyline is. And that's where it just got kind of weird. I thought if it would have just been professional jealousy, this would have been enough to go on. There could have been enough that Matt could have convinced him to come into this anyways.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. It just felt weird. And then, like, Matt had a little dog on SmackDown, I think it was this week. Last week.
Okay. Yeah. Please. Like,
I didn't listen to it. He looked like a fucking idiot. So.
Yeah, that's what he looked like a fucking idiot. Cause yeah, it was the little Jack Russell that Jeff had. How he could have a little yippy, hyperactive motherfucker like that, I don't quite understand, but that's cool. If you have the big property that can run the fuck all over the place, have at it. Have a Jack Russell. Anyway. But yeah, he has this stupid dog that he's caressing. Like, they do this great video package, you know, cutting out all the bullshit and all the, you know, week on, week off, like, or not showing them on Raw or anything like that. They kind of cut everything down to the bare bones. They didn't really show too much of the driving incident or anything like that. And it's just like, oh, okay, cool. This could be really good. And then he comes on with that fucking dog and cuts maybe a decent promo, but the whole, you know, like, way too much of that promo revolved around the dog. And it's just like, no, this isn't about a dog. This is about brother versus brother. You're jealous of him. He's more successful than you. You're the big brother. He's the little brother. Like, yeah, I mean, you can really boil this down to those 3 points, and you'd have a great match.
Yeah. Yes. And that's what I was saying, man. It just kind of got lost. And Now, I really wish I would have gone back and actually listened to that promo. I was really, really hungover Saturday. So
yeah,
I just
like some of it was fine, but then he just had to concentrate on that dog, and he's kind of petting it. And he kind of got that pet-coon goofy, as JR likes to say, look on his face, which was kind of good, but then he, you know, it's almost like he wanted to pop the dog up the butt or something just after the end of it.
Well,
just
I
like,
was afraid.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was afraid he was going to do something stupid to the dog, like off camera, and you'd hear a yip or something like that or something dumb. I was really thinking that. Like, he was going to, like, snap the dog's neck or something. I don't know. Maybe that's was just. My hangover from that night. And
oh, that almost would have made it worthwhile having to watch that thing. Oh my god!
I mean,
I wouldn't want that to happen to the dog, but I mean, oh, with the way it got used, yeah, it was like he was going to be a serial dog rapist or something.
And the dog, of course, I mean, it's a Jack Russell, so it's got those eyes like, oh my god, what the fuck is going on around here? What's this guy going to do to me? I mean, just. I don't know. Well, it would have been funnier if it was a Chihuahua, I guess. But oh god, I'm sorry. I got distracted by watching ECW. I have it on in the background. So
okay, I'm fast forwarding through whichever build up. Oh, Undertaker Michaels build up here.
Yeah. Well, the bad thing is, it's not even the Bella Twins that distracted me. It was John Morrison walking, and he was texting the entire way down to the ring. I don't know why I found that
awesome.
So fucking funny. we'll talk about that tomorrow. Never mind. I'm sorry, or next time, whatever. So anyways, back to the Hardys. I'm actually looking forward to this match because this one, yes, the situation was forced, okay? But it wasn't as badly forced as it was years ago when no one wanted to see these two fight at all. And they forced them to do it anyways.
Yeah, and you know, and plus they've gotten, I don't know if they were very popular as a tag team, but they've been separated for so long at this point, for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, I understand. They have, you know, done enough, one night reunion only.
Yeah.
You know, about a half dozen times.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've really, for the most part, kept them apart, which makes it pretty cool. And they were both, Matt was ECW champion, and really up until Jack Swagger got the belt, I would have stuck with my argument about that being the third belt. Now it's just another useless belt.
Yeah, I don't know if that guy's hurt or not, but anyways.
Yeah, anyway, they did a really good job of building Matt up. He had a pretty long-standing feud with Mark Henry, which was pretty well done. You know, both of – and Matt was starting to get pretty over. What's his name? Stryker started calling him, ECW's – or the world's most popular wrestler or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Or ECW's most popular wrestler,
that was
maybe.
It. Yes.
Okay, yeah. And I mean, you know, it was really starting to resonate. And I really thought Matt was really kind of starting to catch on.
What is wrong with you? Did you catch yourself in time? Did you even realize what you just said?
Yeah, farting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, I did end up catching myself. I'm like, fuck.
Oh, my God.
See, this is when we need noises. I need a soundboard.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to work on back. Yeah, it's a wah, 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 but,
Yeah, but, you know, and Jeff, he had already been ridiculously popular almost throughout the whole run because of his ludicrous bumps that he takes in the big-time matches.
Yes.
And he just was, you know, he's more charismatic than Matt is overall.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, yes.
And,
it's always been that way, though.
Even though neither of them can really do much in the way of mic work. But, yeah, like, there was actually something behind, you know, having them feud, too. Just, you know, on top of the storyline, I think they were both finally high enough up that it was worth having them feud.
Yes. Yeah.
I guess I took a long time to get to that point, but, you know, that made a huge difference to me, you know, in this situation.
Yeah, because, I mean, they finally got them both to the peak where people would care about what would happen between the two. I mean, it took a long time, and it took a weird road to get to it, but it still got to it.
Yes, I mean, they finally got it to where they're both important, and it's, I don't know, it's kind of cool. It's one of those things where and we were there in Cleveland when it was the Hardys versus Edge and Christian in the Terry Invitational Tournament, the very first ladder match. And it almost seems like, you know, it's really cool that we saw it when they were both breaking in, and now we're seeing it when, you know, one of the most popular and / hated, but over acts in, well, all of wrestling, I guess.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing transformation too. And as you've ragged on those Cleveland fans numerous times, God, that was the worst example. We were all just going bananas at that event. Yeah. No, no, I guess I've always, you know, liked them. I liked them prior to that event, really. And you know, it's really kind of cool to see their maturation process. And you know, hopefully this is a big one. And you know, I think that this could be a show stealer in the whole scheme of things. Like, they haven't really hyped it a lot. They didn't do a lot on Raw about it.
Yeah, they just had a video. That was about it.
Yeah, they did a video. Well, and Jeff came out, was it last week, I believe, and beat the tar out of somebody. And he beat the hell out of Dirk Diggler this week.
No, that was last week. He didn't do anything this week, I don't think. Did he?
Oh, okay. I thought he had been on. Oh, yeah, maybe it was just last week. So,
I wish I remembered.
Anyway. Yeah, well, and I wish I could pull it up, but that's not going to fucking happen right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're up on time, so let's not dilly-dally any longer. Well, you already said it was going to be a show stealer, or has the potential, I should say. But how do you see it playing out?
I don't see Matt winning this one. Like, he kind of desperately needs it to get to that point, because Jeff can really take the loss. But with as little as he's been on TV, like, at least Jeff got to beat down some people the last couple of weeks. The only thing that Matt's done, and I think this shows how much faith that WWE has in him, he did a fucking promo with a goddamn Jack Russell Terrier.
Yeah, I know. We already went over that. I know.
But, yeah, I know we did, but I just kind of wanted to point that out at the end here as to where I think is the WWE is pointing the arrow. So I'm going with Jeff.
All right. See, I'm going the opposite on this one. Not that there's absolutely any reason to believe Matt should win this, and plus I'm horrible with these predictions anyways. But I think this might actually be it'll be a cheap win. I'm not going to say it's going to be a positive, clean win, if you're going to have a clean win in an extreme match. But I just think there's more for the storyline if Matt wins than there is if Jeff wins. Because I guess if I had faith in the writers, I would say Jeff winning would actually help Matt. But I think they've got the tact of, I don't know. Because I don't know where I was going with that. So
the tact of I was gonna say a in a China shop.
That's fine. What fucking ever. All right. So there. That's the Hardys. There's gonna be a short respite from this. There, depending on when you listen, there may not be an audio for a little bit because Eric, Dusty, and our unofficial fifth intern lackey. Obsessive fan Mr. Jordan is going to be doing their best and worst WrestleMania audio, so that's going to actually come in between Kevin and I's little thing here. So everyone make sure and check that out, and then check back late Thursday, early Friday for the continuation of this, and we'll get at you next time.